Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And make some noise.
The champ came with a chandelier.
Listen, he is one of the greatest investors and business people of all time. He does not have to be here, but he loves us and the culture. Say, I love you, Floyd. Thank you for being here. Let's go.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming, brother. I appreciate this, man.
How's the game?
This is dope for us.
Appreciate
man.
You. So I should have gave my little money away way faster.
Yeah, it might be different.
Like, man, give away that watch.
It ain't gonna be as impressive now, Ian.
So I want to get right into it, Floyd. So I'm a fan of the sport, and I'm a fan of like boxing. I actually watch boxing. So let's talk about this. You changed the game when you bet on yourself, right?
Yes.
I believe you brought yourself out of your contract with Bob Arum for $20 million. I think it was before or after the De La Hoya fight?
Well, no, I bought myself on my contract at that particular time for $750,000.
Okay.
And then once I left them with the Manny Pacquiao fight, the Canelo, and the McGregor, I made $750 million from three fights.
Clap it up for that.
So what made you want to buy yourself out of the contract? What made you have the vision to become your own boss? Because now, you know, it's easy to see it, but at the time it wasn't, you know. I think Bob Arum didn't think it was going to work. He had some comments about that, right?
I just had vision, you know. I didn't want to
Floyd,
just
I'm
sorry. Well, I had vision, and I didn't just want to be promoted in one area. I wanted the money to be spread out so I can be promoted all around the world.
Yeah,
you know, I wanted to be worldwide. So I think they kind of had me in a chokehold, and I didn't want to be in a chokehold. So I took it upon myself to buy myself on my contract and gamble on myself and to become my own boss. And that's what I did.
In the biggest way.
I love it.
Floyd, now, your dad showed you around the ropes in the ring. Obviously, your late uncle showed you the ropes in boxing as well. But I'm interested in who showed you the ropes in business, right? We hear about Al Haymon. He's one of those guys we've never seen. How did that relationship develop? How'd you foster it?
Well, actually, how I met Al Haymon, you know, a lot of people in this room You know, you guys need to do your homework. You know, so everyone should know Al Haymon. This guy is a shrewd businessman, unbelievable, just mentor. He's like a second father. So for years, I kept hearing his name, kept hearing his name. He wanted to get involved in boxing, and he's just like myself. He's a chess player. So his ultimate goal was to get the biggest, the fighter that he seen, that he knew was going to be the biggest. And then he knew that all the rest of the fighters would follow. And then once that happened, you know, of course, we started off as he was my manager. Then eventually we became business partners. And now we have somewhere upwards of 400 fighters.
Wow. That's incredible. I was first introduced to your work ethic. In my hometown, there was a fighter named Angel Man Freddy that you kind of dog walked, right? So shout out Angel. Shout out to everybody from East Chicago and Gary. Hey, let's make some noise. But I've always wanted to ask you this question because I'll talk to everyone here about mastering their craft and being consistent.
Yes.
In your prime, give me the honest answer, brother. How many hours a day were you working on your craft to be the best in the world?
I can't really say, you know, the hate, the jealousy was a part of the motivation.
It fueled you?
Yeah, I mean, I needed it. You know, I needed the doubters.
Yeah.
That made me push and work extremely hard each and every day. Floyd can't do this. He can't do that. But my ultimate goal was just to pull my mother out of poverty.
Yeah.
You know, help my grandmother, put her in a better
position. Clap it up for that. That's what it's about.
You know, I think the people always see just, you know, the flashiness.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of hard work, a lot of hard work from...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dedication.
So, you know,
dedication.
You know, I had my first fight in 1987.
Wow.
You know, 1987. Every day, you know, I really have to take my hat off to my father. Great businessman. I love him to death. You know, because if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be where I'm at. My dad told me, you know, the first thing he taught me, the less you get hit, the longer you're going to be able to last.
Defense first and invest in two.
Yeah,
listen.
Actually. And every day my dad would go out and hustle. Of course, my dad, because his career didn't turn out like he wanted his career to turn out.
Yeah.
So my dad would hustle every day. But one thing that my dad, he took time out every day to take me to the boxing gym.
Wow.
And from 1987 all the way to 1993, my dad was working with me. Then eventually he caught a case, you know, a federal case.
Yeah.
He went to prison and I kept working hard, went to the Olympics. After the Olympics, I moved to Vegas, started working with my Uncle Roger.
Yeah.
And nothing happens overnight. We took our time. We worked, we pushed and we worked and We broke records.
Listen, they saw y'all, you running 2 years ago.
Well, I'm gonna tell them a story. So this is extremely important. I want to talk about discipline and work ethic because that's true in anything you do, right? No matter what, you have to be disciplined and work ethic. And I don't feel anybody is born disciplined. You learn discipline. And the crazy thing is the first time I ever saw you was like 3 years ago. I was in Miami and, I was driving, it was probably like 12 o'clock at night, and we was coming from a restaurant, and I was driving back to Fountain Blue to get changed to go out to the club. Literally, this is just a random Friday, yeah. 12 o'clock at night, and I'm driving, and I see somebody running opposite of traffic.
How many years ago was this, please?
It was like 3 years ago, that's what I'm saying. So I see somebody running opposite of traffic, and as I get closer, I'm like, it's Champ. It was by himself. And it was so crazy because you weren't training for a fight. You were actually already, I think he was already retired, but it's like you're running up hundreds of millions of dollars, 50-0, not training for a fight, and you're still running at 12 o'clock at night randomly in Miami. So it's like, talk about that level of discipline and commitment, because they see the jewelry, they see the chain, they see the lifestyle, but I don't think that they understand the commitment that you've put in for your whole entire life.
Well, my philosophy, I just look at it like this. When you just look out here in the world today, you have Mexicans support Mexicans, Puerto Ricans support Puerto Ricans, Dominicans support Dominicans, Chinese support Chinese, Japanese support Japanese, but when it comes to blacks, we tear each other down.
Yeah.
And so my philosophy has been never stop getting it. So when you look at Bill Gates, you look at Warren Buffett, you look at these guys, and you see these guys, they can be in their 70s, 80s, and you can look at the Waltons family that own, you know, Walmart and Walgreens. They can continue to make money when they're 80, 90. But we never had nothing to say. You know, when I go out and do just exhibitions, or I come do speaking engagements, or I make an appearance, then it's like, oh, Floyd Mayweather is hurting for money. No, it's just that retirement for everyone, for each and every one of us, is different. My retirement is to do what I want to do.
Yes.
As long as I'm happy.
Clap it up for that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop.
Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.